God, whose glory is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. Jesus Christ, your Son, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Old Testament is from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4a. The Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. The word of the Lord. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved, and he who watches over you will not fall asleep. Behold, he who keeps watch over Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand, so that the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. It is he who shall keep you safe. The Lord shall watch over your going out and your coming in, from this time forth forevermore. The epistle is from Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 5 and 13 through 17. What then are we to say was gained by Abraham, our ancestor according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now to one who works, wages are not reckoned as a gift, but as something due. But to one who without works trusts him who justifies the ungodly, such faith is reckoned as righteousness. For the promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abraham or to his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. If it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, neither is there violation. For this reason it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham. For he is the father of all of us. As it is written, "I have made you the father of many nations." In the presence of God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. The word of the Lord. The Gospel is from John chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, We know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. Jesus answered him, Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, You must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered him, Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The Gospel of the Lord. On March 26th, we celebrate the life of Richard Allen, the first bishop of the African Methodist Episcopal Church. Allen was born on February 14, 1760, in Germantown, Pennsylvania, into slavery. In 1777, Richard Allen bought his freedom and that of his brother. In 1786, Allen became a preacher at St. George's Methodist Church in Philadelphia, but was restricted to early morning services. As he attracted more black congregants, the church vestry voted to build a segregated gallery for the use of blacks. Allen and Absalom Jones, also a Methodist preacher, resented the white congregants forcing them to a segregated section for worship and prayer. They decided to leave St. George's to create independent worship for African Americans. This brought some opposition from the white church and the more established blacks of the community. In 1787, Allen and Jones led the black members out of St. George's Methodist Church. They formed the Free African Society, a non-denominational mutual aid society which assisted fugitive slaves and new migrants to the city. Over time, most of the members left with Absalom Jones to form a new congregation, which opened its doors as an Episcopal parish on July 17, 1794, as the African Episcopal Church of St. Thomas. Allen and others wanted to continue in the Methodist practice. Allen called their congregation the African Methodist Episcopal Church. Using a converted blacksmith shop which they had moved to the site on 6th Street, they opened the doors of Bethel AME Church on July 29, 1794, and were affiliated with the larger Methodist Episcopal Church. In 1799, Allen became the first black Methodist minister ordained by Bishop Francis Osbury, in recognition of his leadership and preaching. In 1816, Allen united four African-American congregations of the Methodist Church. Together they formed the independent denomination of the African Methodist Episcopal Church, the first fully independent black denomination in the United States. On April 10, 1816, Allen was elected its first bishop. The African Methodist Episcopal Church is the oldest denomination among independent African-American churches. Allen died at home on March 26, 1831. This commemoration was adopted provisionally by General Convention 2009. The information was taken from a Wikipedia article. Loving God, your servant Richard Allen was born a slave, but in you he learned that he was your beloved child by adoption in Jesus Christ, and by the power of the Holy Spirit was led to proclaim liberty to his captive people. Give us strength to proclaim your freedom to the captives of our world, through Jesus Christ, Savior of all, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God, forever and ever. Amen.